Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Thank you. Psalm 42. Psalm 42. 42. Can we all read together? As a deer pants for the water. Can we read together? As a deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. Why they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim's peace. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the height of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say, God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. The help of my countenance. Can I say the help of my countenance and my God? You know, a lot of time after victory, when you are high, after celebration, we have experiences that bring us low. A lot of time after a great celebration, after being very sanguine, and then the person wakes up the following day and the mood has changed. Things doesn't feel anything again. At that time, we say the person is having a valley experience. What is a valley? A valley is a stretch of land between two hills and two mountains. It's a low level of land between two hills and mountains. So if you see a mountain at this side and a mountain at this side, there's a land between. And most of the time, those lands have rivers and streams passing through them. That is what we call a valley physically. So if you have had a mountain of experiences, or there are people having mountain of experiences all around you, and you are low, we say that you are in the valley. So a valley can now be called a place, a period, or a situation that is filled with fear, filled with gloom, filled with despair, or anything like it. It's an experience, a period, a place, a situation, an experience that is filled with fear, gloom, and despair. So you discover a man like David, after winning a victory over Goliath, was being run after by Saul. He had to be running away. That was a valley experience. And in our life, most of the time, we go through valley experience. And if you don't know how to handle it, you are there for a long time, and it leads to various forms of depression in our life. So
to know that life is made up of hills and valleys. That means it's made up of highs and lows. Know how to manage the lows so that you can quickly move up to highs again. And the valley time are not palatable times. You know, a valley experience is characterized by many things. Sometimes characterized by gloom. When a person is in a valley, he exaggerates all his experiences. The thing will be small. He will say, it is very big. But when a person is in a valley, it looks as if you are the only one going through the problem. When a person is in a valley, he doesn't see anything going wrong with anybody. He just sees that the whole world is against me. The whole, every bad thing is happening to me. It is a valley experience. It is in valley that we experience depression, despair, and disappointment. I will not ask all of you. Love us to look at that Psalm 42 well. You will see a lot of up and down. Demand, joy. I will call upon him. Why are you downcast? This. I will run after the Lord. I say, dear pant after the water, my soul. Deep call unto deep hide. Why are you cast down? Why are you downcast? The same chapter. He was going up and down. Hills and valley. Hills and valley. Some of you, nobody can describe you. Your friends have left you because you are not consistent. Nobody knows what they will find with you. Today you are screaming, shouting. Tomorrow you are the loveliest person around. It is a valley experience. It is a kind of valley life that we need to overcome. Lest there will be nobody with you. At the end of the day, you will be left with your husband alone. Or your spouse alone. Managing. Yoruba people say, there are some things you do. Ara le You understand? There are some things you do and you go to. People that are members of your family will understand with you. Outsiders will call you a madman. If the people in your family have been tolerating your excesses, don't let it become who you are. Soon, you will not see anybody around you. Apart from your family members, you need to know how to overcome the experiences of a valley, or else help will run away from you. You'll be running away from help also. Everyone goes through valley experiences. The ability, the skills to move out of it quickly is the most important skill you must learn. You know the valley, most of the time when you go to valley, you say we are downcast. It looks as if there is a downtime. It looks as if there is darkness all around. You look for light, light is not shining. And you know the terrible thing about that time? Everybody is rejoicing. It looks as if good things are happening to everybody, except you. You know what now happened? You now turn against the God you should run to. Like, why me, God? Why are you against me? But remember, he did not say that. He always said, why are you downcast, my soul? And why are you disquieted with him? He didn't say, oh Lord, why have you abandoned me, oh Lord? Not in this psalm. And another psalm, you go in that direction. He said, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. You know, at the valley, we are below. We are beneath. We are behind. We are under. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am lifted out of the valley. By the grace of the Lord. Say, by the power of the Lord. Say, by the anointing of the Lord. Say, I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted out of the valley. I am lifted out of the valley. I am lifted out of the valley. I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted out of the valley. Lifted, 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 lifted. I am lifted out of the valley. By the grace, by the power, by the anointing of the Lord, I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted, I am lifted by the grace, by the power, by the anointing of the Lord. I am lifted out of the valley in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. So when the person is valley, we say he is brought down. He is at the bottom. He is beneath. He is below. He is under. He is behind. The valley season is full of challenges and discouragement. See, if you are in Nigeria, you understand the valley. The country is in the valley. The country is in the valley. No wonder it's Sakpa, Jakpa that is in our slang now. Sakpa, Jakpa are valley languages. We are in the valley. We can look up to our God for help. So the valley are full of challenges and discouragement. Valleys are bad times when we feel troubled. The valley experience makes us weary, discouraged, and sometimes we lose our way. The valley are dark places and discouraging places. During the valley, most of our expectations are not met. Lift your two hands up to me. Let me pray for you.
You are the Lord, my strength and my shield. To you alone be my strength.
Whatever help, whatever assistance that you need in your present experience, let the Lord graciously make that help and assistance available unto you. In the name of Jesus, today the Lord is arising and relocating you from that valley in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, my help. Arise and relocate me from every valley experience. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord and my King. Oh Lord, my help. Oh Lord, my help. Oh Lord, my help. Arise, relocate me, relocate me. Relocate me, relocate me. Relocate me, relocate me. Relocate me, relocate me. From every valley. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There are many valleys in the Bible. Let me show you four, and see those experiences. The first, Valley of Achor, Hosea 2:15. There are many instances of a mention of the Valley of Achor. If you have a computer Bible, just search for Achor. You will see many instances. Many things happen in Valley of Achor. 15. I will give her her vineyards from there. And the Valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there. As in the days of her youth. As in the days when she came from the land of Egypt. If you don't know the meaning of Achor, it looks as if this is a place of celebration. Achor is trouble. That's the meaning of Achor. Achor, Achan, all of them mean trouble. He said, in the valley of trouble, I will open a door of hope for them, and they shall be singing as in those days of celebration. In the midst, lift your right hand up. Say, let there be a door of hope open unto me, no matter my situation and experience. I pray, I command a door of hope
Let the door of hope, let the door of hope, let the door of hope open for you. 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 The door of hope is opening for me. There is joy, there is celebration. There is joy, there is celebration. There is joy. I am leaving the valley. I am moving out of the valley. A door of hope is opening for me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So valleys can be places of trouble. But in the place of trouble, the Lord is opening doors of hope and deliverance for us. Joshua, okay, let's do Psalm. Psalm 84, verse 6. Psalm 84, verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. Remember, Acor, trouble. But in the midst of trouble, the Lord opened doors of hope. And there was celebration and joy. Baca, what does it mean? Weeping. As they pass through the valley of weeping, they make it a spring. And the rain also covers it with pools. So when you are going through circumstances that is making you weep, the word of the Lord to you is that I will make that place a spring and change your situation. Lift your hands up, whatever is making you to weep. Let the springs of joy of the Lord, let them manifest in those places. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, lift your hands up. Whatever is bringing you low into the valley, talk to him about it and say, let your spring flow. 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 They went through. They passed through the valley of Baca. And they made it a spring. We turn the lemon to lemonade. We turn the situation around. We shall not be cast down. We refuse to look down. We refuse to be low. We change the situation. Let the spring burst forth. Let the springs come out. We exalt you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. So, that means valleys are experiences that bring weeping. Remember, trouble and weeping. Third valley, you understand that very well. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. 1 to 7. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. And it caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry, bony and dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Lord God, you know, sir. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word. The valley is a place of dryness. Life has been sucked out of a person. The person has no flesh again. All what is left in the person are bones, bones, bones. The person is down and out. And he says, speak to him. Speak. Listen, in your valley experiences, in your dryness, learn to speak the word. 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 Can this bone live? You know, sir. I know, but you, professor. Ah, God, I am God. I know. But you, my child, professor. My child, professor. Learn to speak. Learn to prophesy. Learn to call for things. Learn to call for things that are not existing. Learn to command the elements to work in your favor. Learn to speak in your valley. The valley time in Baca, place of weeping, is not where you weep. Weep a little, stand up and start to speak. Are we here? Then the Lord said, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall. Thus say the Lord. That's what you should say. Verse 5. Go back, verse 5. Go back to verse 5. Thus say the Lord God to this bone, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Thus said the Lord to Abiodun, in the midst of the losses of your business, surely the Lord shall bring customers that will bring abundance. Hello, are we here? You speak to the situation. You speak to the situation. You speak to the situation. Surely I will cross bread. Bread of the Lord, enter, enter. Let the bread of the Lord enter. You speak. You speak in the valley. Verse 6. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. Cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesy as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together. Verse 8, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them. But there was no bread in them. Verse 9, and he said to me, prophesy the bread, prophesy. Did you notice, sir? Did you notice? Everything they said came to pass. Everything you speak in this service concerning your valley experience, they shall all come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I wanted to tell you, I'm not praying for you. I'm telling you what to do. If you don't speak it, it doesn't come to pass. You speak it, it comes to pass. Hello? If you don't speak it, the devil rules. The situation continues. In fact, I can boldly tell you that there are many unpalatable situations in your life that are continuing because you are not speaking contrary things to it. You are not speaking contrary. You are not speaking contrary. He spoke and it came to pass. So the valley is a place of dryness. We are going to be speaking this morning. Do you understand? What are we going to be doing? What are we going to be doing? We are going to be speaking. Even asking you to answer in speak is a wahala. Psalm 23. Should we go around verse 4? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Okay, let's read it all. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, yeah, let's go. 1, 2, go, church. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. He makes me to lie down in the green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his. Oh, yeah, at the top of his head, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, your rod. There is a valley called the valley of the shadow of death. In the valley, it looks as if you are going to die. In fact, kill me. Sometimes you think about suicide. But you need to know that in the valley, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. The silence of God is not the absence of God's love. The silence of God is not the absence of God. The silence of God is the concentration of God on you. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. He's not silent. He's watching. He's concentrated on you. He's concentrated on you. There is help for you in the valley. There is help for you in this 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 valley. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings 20:22. Our God is a God of the hills. And our God is a God of the valley. Ahab, is it King Ahab, one of the kings of Israel, wanted to fight against the Syrians. And the Syrian army were plenty. And he went to pray to the Lord. And the prophet came and told him that your victory will be cheap. So they went and they fought on the hills with the Syrians. And Israel won. And the prophet of the Syrians, the priest of the Syrians, told them that Israel only won because the God of Israel is the God of the hills. Take the battle to the valley, they will lose. See, there are many people here. They will win the battle of prosperity. They will not win the battle of poverty. There are many people here. They will win the battle of poverty. If they are wealthy, they will not win the battle.
of wealth. The enemy knows some of you. If you give him a good job, that is the end of his life in Christ. Hills and valley. So God sent the prophet to Ahab again. And the prophet came along to the king of Israel and said to him, go, strengthen yourself. Take note. And see what you should do. For in the spring of the year, the king of Syria will come up against you. Verse 23. I ask for 2028. Then the man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is a God of the hills, but he is not the God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver all these great multitudes into your hand, and you shall know that I am. Our God is a God of the hills, is a God of the valleys, is a God of everywhere. He is constant in every situation. He brings victory no matter what. Hello? There are people that serve the gods of the hills. Some serve the God of the rivers. Some serve the gods of wilderness. Our God is God everywhere. Hello, are you here? Don't change your confession in the valley when you are in the valley because you have left the hills. He will surely make a way for you. Lift your hands up. Say, oh Lord, you are the God of the hills. I can say, Lord, my God. Say, you are the God of the hills. You are the God of the valleys. Say, lift me out of this valley. In the name of Jesus, name the valley, name the valley. Lift me out of the valley. The valley of disappointment, the valley of failure, arise, 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 arise. Lift me up from the valley of Gangob, the valley of Gangob, the valley of Gangob, the valley of Gangob. Every Gangob against me. Lift me up from the valley. Lift me up from the valley. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say, I bind and I cast away. Say, any power, any spirit keeping me in the valley, I bind you, I cast them away. The Lord rebuke you. Every power, every spirit keeping me in the valley. The Lord rebuke you. Can I hear you pray? The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Every gang up against me, every power keeping me in the valley. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen. If the Lord takes you into the valley, there is a specific time he wants to keep you there. For most of you, you are not supposed to be in the valley. The Lord has left. But you are enjoying the pity party. You are not supposed to be in the valley. Tell me that somebody say, you are no longer supposed to be in the valley. Tell another person, let me say, you are no longer supposed to be in the valley. Can I pray for you? Say, every attack, I pray for every attack, every plot, every scheme, every device, every maneuver, every activity, every oppression of the enemy to bring you into the valley. Let those things be destroyed now. Relocate from the valley. Relocate from the valley. Relocate from the valley. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you again. Any power, any issue, any situation, any circumstance restricting you into the valley, let that circumstance change now. Let there be a change for you 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 now. In the name of Jesus. Obviously, you know, there are many things we see as pastors. I will not share what came to my mind now. Let me share another pastor soon. The church was praying for a woman, and they prayed over a time, and the woman was not healed. And the pastor went to the Lord and was asking, Lord, we have quoted scripture. Why is this man not healed? He said, go and ask the woman if she wants to be healed. So he woke up Saturday morning, went to the woman. I said, ma, you know, the pastor, welcome. Thank you for all the prayers. May the Lord bless you. So he looked straight into the eye of the woman.
Do you really want to be healed? The woman started crying. She said, my husband have not shown me love. But since I had this sickness, my husband has been caring, showing me love. I don't want to be healed. Some people want the valley. They have their reasons for it. You might not understand it. Ezra, I don't want to pray amiss. Do you want to leave the valley? Ask somebody. You see, some people are still looking at me. They want to keep. Do you want to leave the valley? Ask somebody. Ask somebody by yourself. Say, do you? Ask the person. Say, do you want to leave the valley? Hello, are you sure? Ask the person, are you sure? Lift your hand and let's pray. Say, I command. Say, every spirit of a valley, say, to depart from me now. Every affliction of a spirit of a valley over my life and destiny. Say, end now. I can't hear you. End. End. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please listen to me attentively. Okay, before I go there, we are going to pray. Every activity of a spirit of a valley, of depression, of failure, of delay, of barrenness. Stand up on your feet, sir. Stand up. Lift your right hand up. That off, you'll be filling in the gap. I've mentioned. Say, I command every spirit of a valley, of failure, of disappointment, of delay, fill in the gap. Say, I command. I command every spirit of a valley of, I command you out of my life. I command you out of my life. Every power, every spirit of a valley of disappointment, I command you out of my life. I command you out of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, listen to me attentively. The spirit of a valley always keep low, low. Low salary. Low pay. Low opportunity. Low income area. It keeps low. Everything is low, 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 low. Low, low, low. They can come and say, I have a friend. They are always boasting of their friends because they have nothing to boast about because they are in the valley. Everything is low, low, low pay, low opportunity, low income. He's there for a short time. Low. Lift your right hand up. Say, every spirit of a valley, keeping me low. Are you here? They are still praying low also. Say, every spirit of a valley, keeping me low. Say, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Every spirit of a valley, keeping me low. The Lord rebuke you. Low income, low pay, low employment, low. Poor opportunities. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm going to be praying specifically because of our time, I will not be able to explain it. Some things that happen in the valley. Mystery, tragedy, lack of prosperity. We'll be mentioning them by name and be dealing with them. Say with me. Say, every evil power and spirit of a valley pulling me down to misery, poverty, and tragedy. Say, I bind and cast you out of your life in the name of every spirit of a valley. Every spirit of a valley, every evil power and spirit of a valley, keeping me low, bringing me down to misery, to misery. To misery, to misery, to misery, to misery. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, the spirit of a body gives you hope where there's no hope. In quote, even you yourself, you know that business cannot feed your family. But you put everything. Don't worry, my percentage will still come. Some people have waited for percentage in Abuja for 7 years. Percentage. Either they are selling crude oil, that they have never seen before. They are selling houses that is nowhere to be found. When you want to buy the house and you say, take me there, they take you to an agent that took you to an agent that takes you to an agent, and there are 20 people at this side. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Ah, you are in Abuja then. 20 people at the other side also. And all what they want to share is 5 million. May the Lord deliver you. And when you're doing that kind of thing, your head will be swelling. I'll soon send you that. I'll soon send that. I'll soon send you that. I'll soon send it. My wife, don't worry. By the time my money comes, that money you have been waiting for, your valley season is over. Let there be a release of that opportunity to you. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is an agent, that have a merchandise to sell, has a property to sell, have anybody you are representing, let the heavens open unto you now. Let the heavens open for 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 you now. In the name of Jesus, whoever is doing a commission-based business in this house, your heavens are open. I didn't hear me. Your heavens are open. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands for any power of a valley preventing me from prospering. The Lord rebuke you. Every power of a valley, every power of a valley preventing me from prospering. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 Kings 25, 27. 2 Kings 25, 27. The Lord will change somebody's story this morning. Now, it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah. Wow. He was in prison for 37 years. In the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, that, look at the name of the king. What was the name of the king? Ivu. You know, if somebody is so wicked that they call him wicked Abiodu. You know, human beings are naturally evil and wicked before Christ. They now put wicked or evil Abiodu in the name of front of him. That means that person can never show anybody mercy. But it is a man that is called evil that still showed mercy. And you know, that evil man, the king of Benjamin, in the year that he began to reign, released Joachim, king of Judah, from prison. Whatever is holding you bound, every spirit hovering over you, every evil spirit hovering over you, we bind and we cast them out of your life. Every spirit of a body under which you are laboring, today you are released from that spirit. In the name of Jesus. Go to the next verse, sir. Go to the next verse. I'm going to verse 29. Look at evil man. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a prominent seat than those of all the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Joachim changed from his prison garment and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. Your valley experience is terminated by that word. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, I come by the word of the Lord. The word that came to Joachim, that brought about a change and a relocation. Say, by that same word, let there be a change and a relocation from the valley for me and my daughters, for me and my sons, for me and my siblings, for me and my children. Let there be a relocation. Let there be a change. Let there be a relocation. Let there be a change. Let there be a relocation. I relocate from the valley. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear your amen? Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. Help is here for us. Help is here. Let's reach God. Every valley. Just put your attention on valley issue. Okay, let's go. Every valley. Say that again. Every valley shall be exalted.
Say, I come in the name of the Lord. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. I come by the word of the Lord. And I decree concerning my life, every valley shall be exalted. Every valley shall be lifted. Valleys, be lifted, be exalted. Be lifted, be lifted, be lifted. Every valley shall be exalted. Every valley shall be lifted. Every valley shall be exalted. Every valley. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your hand here. Every resident permit that you have in the valley. Every resident permit keeping you in the valley. It is annulled. It is revoked. In the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Let me hear. It is annulled. In the name of Jesus. Relocate to the mountains. Relocate to the hills. In the name of Jesus. 2 Kings 3:17. One of my favorite scriptures about the valley. One of my favorite. 2 Kings 3:17. For thou says the Lord, you shall not see wind. You shall not see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water. So that your cattle and your animals. They were in the valley. There was no water, no opportunity. They were almost dying when they called for the prophet. And he came and asked for a minstrel. When the man began to sound, the anointing of the Lord came. Unction of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he said, for God says, I love this. I love this. I love this. Because he's saying it might not be spectacular. You might not, he said, you might not fall under the anointing, but your deliverance is sure. Do you understand? He said, there shall be no wind. There shall be no rain. You know, no shaking before giving the word. It will look ordinary. But what you are expecting will deliver into your hands. Lift your hand. Let's say your hand. Say, thus said the Lord, concerning me. Say, there shall be no wind, nor shall there be a sea rain. Yet every valley shall be filled with the water of provision, water of opportunities, water of greatness, water of glory, water of victory. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for yourself? In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand here for help. 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 The power that relocated Joseph from the prison and took him to the palace, let that power visit you today. In the name of Jesus, the God that relocated David from the wilderness and took him to the palace, let him relocate you today. In the name of Jesus, the God that relocated Mordecai from the gate into the palace, let him remember you today. The power that relocated Mephibosheth from Lo Debar and took him to the palace, let him visit you today. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When we spoke about Joseph, he ended up in the palace. David ended up in the palace. Mordecai ended up in the palace. Which was the last one? Mephibosheth, he ended up in the palace. They are of the Old Testament. You are of the New Testament. Greater, better promises. You are ending up higher than the experience. Can I hear your amen in the house? Can I hear your amen in the house? Can I hear your amen in the house? Every valley experience is terminated in your life. In the name of Jesus, let the help of the Lord locate you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lift your right hand and say, help is here. Your right hand lifted up. I give you 30 seconds. What do you want? Talk to him about it. Talk to me about it. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. I cannot serve the most high and be the most low. Put an end to lowness. Low land, lowness, lower things, lower points. I cannot serve the Most High and be the most low. I don't want to serve the Most High and remain low, sir. Take me from low deba. Take me from the low land. Take me from the low level. Low paying job, low income, low salary, low profit, low schools for my children, low employment, low, low, low. Let the power of low be broken in my life. Let the power of low be broken in my life. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NABC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.